Russia has officially reported about 150 cases and just one death from the coronavirus outbreak. President Vladimir Putin says things are under control there. Still, Putin reportedly has around-the-clock surveillance to make sure he does not catch the disease. Moscow is also stirring the pot, making an already anxious world a little more anxious. Nina Jankowicz studies disinformation, technology, and Russia. She says this new disinformation campaign looks a lot like other ones that have come from Russia over the past decade.
Russia's information warfare strategy is to seize on pre-existing fissures and worries in societies and amplify distrust in our institutions. And that's exactly what they're doing with regard to coronavirus. We've seen allegations that this is something that was created in a U.S. lab. We see reports that, you know, China and other countries are doing a better job containing it than the United States. Again, all seizing on people's fear about what's going to happen with their loved ones and also their distrust in institutions and how they're handling this crisis.
So when people outside Russia start mistrusting their own governments and institutions, how does that help Putin?
Well, in a couple of ways. First, it gives him a domestic message to send at home, you know, especially in regard to this change in the constitution that's allowing him to serve up to 16 more years in power. He can say, aren't you glad that you know what's coming? You have a stable system on which to rely. But it also gives him a seat at the global negotiating table. When we in the West are busy fighting crises in our own domestic arenas, we're paying a lot less attention to the stuff that Russia is doing on the global scale, whether that's adventurism in eastern Ukraine or propping up Assad in Syria.
So the COVID-19 cases being reported in Russia, those numbers are pretty low. How likely is it that Russian officials are not honest about the numbers?
Well, I think they have a track record of not necessarily being honest about issues like this. I mean, you can go back to Chernobyl for a very famous example, but they've misled their public on a number of other government responses over the past several years. So I don't think we have reason to necessarily trust them. And certainly, you know, Russia had a pretty porous border with China for a long time. Russia has lots of international travel coming in and out of it. I think we're likely to see cases spreading there just like we are across the rest of the world.
But their scientists know what science is. I mean, why hide the real figure? Because everything we're hearing from the WHO, the CDC, the experts is that actual data is critical to fighting this thing.
I think, as we've seen with a few other nations, I think including the United States, there is some effort to save face among governments. They want to continue to prop up the markets to whatever extent they can. They don't want their societies to panic. And we've seen the same thing in Russia. The reports that I've seen coming out of Russia from friends who are there are that, you know, Russians are going about their normal business and actually wondering if the rest of the world is overreacting.
So with people inadvertently sharing misinformation or disinformation from other places about coronavirus online, I'm wondering if you have any strategies or suggestions to get people either not to do that or how the rest of us can, you know, learn to find accurate sources of information.
The most important thing is to trust the experts here, not, you know, your grandma with folk remedies, right? But people from the CDC, the WHO, the NHS in Britain, these are the people who are studying the virus that know how to fight it, basically. We need to be very careful that we're not sharing information from strange sources of information, and we need to be careful that we are verifying the information that we do get, and that goes for media outlets as well. There have been text messages circulating, for instance, about different government shutdowns and lockdowns. If you don't hear that information from a government official, and preferably from a healthcare official, not someone who is a politician or a political appointee, I would take it with a grain of salt at this time, because there are, unfortunately, folks who are trying to score political points through this crisis, and that's really unfortunate. And I think, you know, you narrowed in on something that's really important, and it's not just that groups like Russia are sharing dis and misinformation related to the coronavirus. There are a lot of folks domestically who are doing that as well. This is just the perfect nexus of fear and distrust for purveyors of disinformation to manipulate, and there are plenty of folks within our own country who are willing to do that as well.
Nina Jankowicz is a disinformation expert at the Wilson Center. Nina, thanks very much for the update on Russia and for your advice. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Marco.